One day after a baseball game, I came home to the voice, "Kyle, do you have all your homework done?" I replied to my dad, "Yes." And then I asked, "Can I have an ice cream sandwich?" He said yes. While I was eating my ice cream sandwich at the table, I saw my math homework, so I asked my dad if he could check it. He said yes, so I passed the packet over to him. On the first page, he said, "Kyle, there are so many mistakes here." I asked him to explain, so he got out one of his a dozen or so calculators, and he spoke slowly, "1, enter, 1.5, times, 2, divided by." I looked at him with a puzzled face, and he looked back, confused by my confusion. I told him that this calculator was weird, and he said, "Yes, but this is the RPN way to solve a problem." So then we went into a deep conversation about how it works, and I started to like it. It was time to fix the last problem, but this time I used the calculator while we worked together. When we finished my homework, my dad said, "Kyle, while you're at school tomorrow, ask your teacher if she knows reverse Polish notation." I said I would. The next day, I asked my friend whether he knows reverse Polish notation. He answered that he thinks it's when Poland rotates the other way. I slapped my forehead, and we both started to laugh. When I got home, I told my dad that no one at school knows RPN. We laughed together. At that moment, I downloaded the not-so-weird-after-all calculator app. This is only one of 1,000 things my dad does for me. Here are some more examples of things he does for me. Shows me other cool apps, takes me places like baseball games, gives me allowance, helps with my homework, takes me shopping at stores I like, including the Apple Store, earns money for my family, buys me treats such as milkshakes, plays sports with me, encourages me, helps me with technology, comforts me with hugs and kisses, and loves me. About 2 weeks ago, my dad talked to me about getting my expander, the step before braces on their teeth. He held my hand and assured that it wouldn't hurt. When I was done getting an expander, I told my dad that he was right. However, the next day, I noticed I was having a hard time pronouncing some words due to the expander in my mouth. He helped me build enough courage in myself to be here this morning. I am lucky to have a father that will do these things for me. Like when I use my phone too much, he still lets me use his recharge to charge it, even though he is still disappointed. We are all lucky to have a Heavenly Father that cares so much for us, even when we are bad, even when we might not deserve it, even in the darkest of times. God the Father is our Father, and we can all be thankful to have him up there helping us when we need it. Here are only a few things that our Heavenly Father does for us. Demonstrates the need to rest. Helps us when we need it. He created the world. He created us on the sixth day. Sent Jesus to die for our sins. Listens to our prayers. Answers our prayers in ways we don't expect. He comforts us and he loves us. We are all lucky to have fathers. My father is special to me. My Heavenly Father is also special to me.
What is a father? A father is something different to every one of us. Maybe to you, a father is someone who pushes you to be at your greatest because he knows your full potential. He might be someone to share in your victory by congratulating you and saying that he's proud of you on your greatest days. Maybe a father is a shoulder to cry on when your day wasn't too great. Perhaps your father bears more than one of these characteristics, or he could possibly be all of these and more. Just as the characteristics of a father are different for everyone, the role in which they play in our lives varies from person to person as well. A person's father may not be a part of their life, so they look up to a father figure. This could be any man in your life that guides you and helps you to reach your goals by taking you under his wing to help you through life. A father does not have to be the man to which you are assigned from birth. Rather, the man who plays an important part in your life, whether he is your biological father or not. In fact, a father figure could be a teacher, a coach, a stepdad, or anyone who fills the big shoes that come with being a father. It does not matter who the man is, just that you feel that he is worthy of being called your father. Personally, my father makes my day through the little things. When my dad comes home from work and I from swim practice, my dad always asks me how my day was. Even though his day may have been stressful, and my school day is nothing compared to his day, he still cares enough to ask how I am doing, and to address any concerns or worries that I may have, and to help me through them. Another little way that my dad helps to put a smile on my face is when I accomplish something for which I worked very hard. First of all, my dad is the one who pushes me to work hard and to strive for all of my aspirations, to never let anything get in my way. Even when I am frustrated with myself for not understanding something, or maybe not being successful with something on the first attempt, he motivates me so that I can achieve my goals. Just a simple, "I'm proud of you, Ava," can make a huge difference to my confidence. I'm sure this example can apply to many people when describing what they love about their father or father figure and the things that they do that make them feel loved. Today is a day that we can take the time to thank these wonderful people in our lives and give back to them for all the remarkable things that they have done for us. These are the people who have helped to build our character into what it is today. And we need them to know how thankful we are for them and how grateful we are for everything that they do for us every day. From now on, instead of just letting your father ask how your day was, ask how his was as well. Chances are, it will help to make his day just like he makes yours.
Fathers. They teach life's most important lessons: truth, honesty, kindness, and how to fish. It is the job of a good father to teach these lessons, and trust me, all of those lessons are important. A good father teaches these lessons, but a great father goes beyond just lessons. A great father is there to provide love and support for his family, no matter the circumstance. When I was younger, when my dad took me ice fishing for the first time, when we were packing up, my dad kicked snow into the hole so the hole would refreeze. As we continued, I stepped in the hole because I couldn't see it, and I fell in all the way to my hip. My dad immediately grabbed me under the arms and pulled me out and asked if I was okay. Larger moments like these show the characteristics of a great father. But being a great father also applies to smaller things. When I play my guitar, after weeks of learning and hard work, when I put the whole song together, my dad says, "Good job," or "That sounded great." Great fathers also do unexpected acts of kindness. For example, when my dad and I went to an auction, there I saw an old traffic light that I thought was cool. Upon its time to be sold, I mentioned that I thought it was cool, and my dad asked me how much I wanted to go on it. I was shocked. I was not expecting to buy something for myself. And by the time I had come up with a number, the price was already $40 over. I left disappointed, but around a week later, my dad called me into his room. He had found the traffic light on the buyer's eBay business for three times what he had paid for it. We then joked how the buyer was selling the light for three times what he had paid for it and was ripping off the next buyer. My dad did this because he knew that I was disappointed, but took something I was upset about and made it into something we could laugh about it. So when people ask, is there a difference between good and great, I can say yes because of my experiences with my dad. And so I would like to raise the question, are you a good father or a great father?